Yeah. Stop one, not the second line. Lo yaseh tzrachim. Lo yaseh tzrachim tzrei. So like the Mishnah said, you can't say yaseh tzrachim tzrei. Again, talking about zugos, doing things in pairs. Can't try to figure out what. I got that shear that you sent Mr. Sheffer yesterday. I have absolutely no idea what he was talking about. It was well beyond me. But it was above me. It's completely above me. Okay, so lo yaseh kol tzrachim tzrei. Tzrachim means don't have bias. So much as amai. Why? What's the big problem? Nimlachu, when you mishamish your wife once, then you stop and then you mishamish again. It's two separate times. It's like with the kosos we said yesterday, which each one was separate, so two here is separate. So Amar Abaye Achikama, this is what it means to say. Lo yochal trei, don't eat in pairs, and lo yishta trei, and vidishta trei, and then drink in pairs. And if you did, lo yasa tzrachav afilu pamachas. If you did do it in pairs, and don't have to be even once afterwards, because dilma chalish midra. Because you had it in pairs, maybe the shadim weakened you, and then you're going to have become sick from the activity that you're doing after you did the pairs, you might get sick. Tana rabbanan, shosek kiflayim. Whoever drinks in pairs, dama barosho. It's his own fault if something happens to him. Amar Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says, now we're going to start limiting it. Now he had a brisa that talked about the pairs. Now some of the Amoraim are going to limit it. Amar of Yehuda, Amosai, when do we say you're not supposed to drink in pairs? Bizman shalo ra pnei shuk. If you didn't go outside and see the marketplace first. If you took a drink, and then you went outside and came back, so it's sort of like a hefsik in between, and then it's not a problem. So Amar Yehuda, Amosai, bizman shalo ra pnei shuk. Aval ra pnei shuk, but you saw the pnei shuk, harishus biyodo, then you can drink a second cup. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, chazina lei le Rabbi Chanina bar Bevai. I saw Rabbi Chanina bar Bevai. The akol kasa have enough because apishuka. After each and every cup that he drank, he would walk outside. So Monday and Shabbos would take a longer meal because after every cup, he would walk outside to prevent me drinking in Paris. Below Amaram, and also said that we don't have to worry about danger. El latzeis laderech. That's only if you drinking the pears and your intention is then to go on the way. Avabebeso, but if you're drinking pears in your house, then it's not a problem because you're not going anywhere. The mazikim, I guess, aren't going to come. And Amarab Zera, the lishon, if you drink the pear and then you're going to sleep afterwards, that's kilatseis l'derech dami. That's the same thing as going out on the road, and therefore you should be choshesh from the zugos. Amar Rapapa said, kilatseis l'beis akisei, kilatseis l'derech dami. Also, to drink and then go to the bathroom is the same thing of going to derech. I guess I get the bathroom there was to go outside. So maybe it makes sense. You're taking a hefsek from your meal and you're going outside. So that's also a danger. The Gemara asked, but based on low, and really if you're drinking in your house, you don't have to be concerned about drinking pears. The Harava, you have Rava, when he drank, mani kishure, he would count the boards. He would count the boards, meaning like in the first cup he would look at one board, and the second cup he would look at the second board, and so forth. I guess that's the way he was in way to keep count, to keep track of how many cups he had. Why is he keeping track if only for to prevent from drink from zugos? And similarly, the Abaye Shasichad Kasa, when Abaye would drink one cup, Minakit Le'ema Tre Kasi Betre Yadea. His mother, was really like his stepmother, because his mother died young, the woman who raised him would have two cups in her hands, meaning she makes sure that he knew if you drink one cup, you can't just have one more cup afterwards, you have to have a third cup. I don't know, well, just don't have, after you drink one cup, don't have any cups in her hand, and then he's only drinking one. All right. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Yavishasi Treikasi, when he drank two cups, Minakit Le Shama B'chad Kasa. If he drank two cups, his shamash would hold one more cup to give it to him. Chad Kasa, when he drank one cup, Minakit Le Treikasi B'tre Yodei. He would hold two cups, one in each hand. So therefore you see that they were concerned about Zugos, even when they're drinking in the house. Gemara answers, Adam Chashuv Shaini. No, an important person is different. I guess the Mazikin are Moser Nefesh to go after, go after the greater people, and they have to be Choshesh even in their house. Amra Ula, Ula said, Asara Kasos Ein Behem Shugos, Zugos. When you get to 10 cups, you don't have to worry about Zugos. I guess they don't count beyond 10. So you don't have to worry about it. And the Gemara says, Ula Tamei, Ula is Lashitaso, the Amra Ula says, Amra Lemastisantana, and some say it's in Abraisa, Asara kosos tiknu chacham beis avel. There is this takana, the Gemara Mokotan says that in the house of a mourner, he's supposed to drink 10 cups. I guess that sort of takes care of the feeling of despair because you're drinking 10 cups. So he says, Asara kosos tiknu chacham beis avel. So if they're being misaking 10 kosos, how can they do that? It's dangerous. Must be that 10 is not a danger. He says, Isal kadaitach asara kosos sheish mem zugos. If you thought that 10 cups have a problem of zugos, Hechi kaimi rabbanam v'siknu milsa da'as lidei sakana. How can the chachamim stand up and make an enactment that's going to bring someone to danger? Aval timanya, but 8 cups yesh mehemiz mezugos. That is a problem of zugos. So if you have 8, make sure to have 9. If you have 10, you're okay. Now we're going to limit it even more. For these are more right. Rav Chisda v'Rabba Bar Huna the Amri Tarvayu Shalom the Tova mitzarif l'ra'a lo mitzarif. Shalom. Shalom is 7 because Shalom is coming from the Birchas Kohanim. Shalom is the last word of the last bracha. Yisa Hashem Pana Beilecha V'Seim Lecha Shalom. That's number 7. So cup number 7 is mitzarif l'tova, meaning if you have 6, 7 knocks off the zugos. But l'ra'a lo mitzarif. But if you have an 8th one after the 7th. The seventh one is not going to combine with the 8th to make zugos. Aval shita yesh b'mishum zugos. But 6 has zugos. Basically, what Rav Chisda is saying, Ula said, you don't have a problem at 10. Rav Chisda is now saying you don't have a problem at 8, but you have a problem at 6. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tarvayu, you don't have a problem at 6 because of the yichuneka. Right? It's Ya'er Hashem Panave Lecha of the yichuneka, which is the 5th, right? Which is the 5th, is Letova L'mitzarif, L'ro L'mitzarif. The 5th cup will knock off the 4th cup, so there won't be zugos, but it won't combine with the 6th cup to be a problem of zugos. Avala arva yesh memesum zugos. But 4 would be a problem of zugos. Avaya v'rava, the army tarvayu, Avaya and Rava will say, even the 3rd cup, right, v'yishmerecha, because it says, yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the 3rd cup is letov mitzarif, l'rolo mitzarif. The 3rd cup is mitzarif to knock off, if you had 2, so the 3rd knocks off the pair, but the 3rd will not combine with the 4th to make a problem. So we went down, what's a problem? Is it 8 a problem, 6 a problem, 4 a problem? Went down. But as the Rava Tameh, and Rava Sushitaso, to Rava, because Rava, when the Chachamim would leave him, he would give them to drink. He would give them Seder L'Derech, and sometimes, Avkinu L'Rabbanan B'Abrakosos, he'd give them 4 cups. Maybe 4 cups of Zugos. Must be that he holds that 4 cups is not a problem, because of Yishmerecha, the 3rd cup is Mitzarev to number 2, it's not Mitzarev to number 4. Aye, but Vafal Gav it Zak Rava Bralevai. Why? But he gave him 4 cups, but there was one time that Rav Bar Levi got harmed on the way after he drank the 4 cups. So Lo Chash Lai Milsa, Rav was not concerned about that. I mean, he wasn't concerned about Zugos. To Amar, Hahu Mishum De Osman Bepir Gave. He was bothering him during the shir. He was asking tough questions. He was bothering him during the shir, and it was embarrassing him. So he figured that that's the reason why something happened to him, not because of the 4 cups. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Amarli Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shade told me that Ashmedai Malka the Shidi, the king of the demons, is Ashmedai. So Machlok is what the Shorish of the word Ashmedai is. Some say it comes from the Hebrew word of Shmad, meaning he's the destroyer, he's the destructor, Shin Mem Dalin. Others say it has a Persian etymology. Okay, but Ashmedai is Malka the Shidi. He is the king of the demons. Now Machlok is about how involved Ashmedai is in destruction. It says Mamunuhu Akula Zugei, right? He's appointed on all the Zugos. The Malka lo ikri mazik, and a king doesn't go ahead and do damage. So according to this shita, who's in charge of the zugos is Ashmedai, and since Ashmedai is the king, he's not going to do so much. You don't have to be so worried. But Igadami, on the other side, says no. Igadami the high gisa to this way. Adarav, on the contrary, Malka maidabai of it. The king basically has like the power of eminent domain. He can do what he wants when he wants. Shahamelik porids get the lashes of Derek. The king can take over, knock over a house, knock over a fence, and make a road. They moch miyado, and you can't do anything to stop him. So to Ashmedai, who's the king, he can do whatever he wants, and he can do all this damage. So within the shitas, how concerned you have to be for this zugos. Amar Papa, where Papa said, Amar Li Yosef Sheda, is where Papa now is speaking to Yosef Sheda. First was of Yosef, now it's Papa. He said, Betray Katlinen, if you drink 2 cups, you'll get killed. The Arba, if you drink 4 cups, which is still Zugos, Lo Katlinen, you won't get killed, right? Papa Abra Mazikin, but you'll be damaged. Betray, if you drink 2 cups, that you get killed, it's Bein Bishog, Bein Bemezid. Even if you did a Bishog, you did a Bemezid, 2 cups is just instant, automatic. But the Arba, if you had 4, where you get damaged, not killed, that damage is only coming back if you drink 4 cups of amazin in Vishogig Lo. Only if you drink it amazin, not if you drink it Vishogig. Okay. Now, the person says, okay, well, what happens if you forgot and you went on the road after you drank Zugos? What do you do? Right? And you don't have any more wine. You don't have any other cup to drink. Other way to do it is try to drink another cup. The person says, V'i ishtale v'ikre v'nafak. If you forgot and it happens to be and you went out, my takante. What's the fix? So the Gemara says, Linkot zikva didei di yimene biyadei di smol, vizikma di smol biyadei di mina. So I think it means you take the thumb of your right hand, and put it in your left hand, and put the thumb of your left hand and put it in your right hand. I guess something like this. Hold the fingers like this. So hold your fingers like that. V'nei mahachi, and say as follows. Atun v'ano atlasa. You and I, because you and my thumbs, we are three, therefore we're not zugos. V'shamle da amar atun v'ano ha'arba. But if you hear a response, I guess a shade is responding, says, no, we're four. Then say asun v'ano, neimale atun v'ano ha'chamisha. Say, no, now we're five. You hear the voice of the shade say, now we're six. No, neimale, say again, atun v'ana hashiva. You should say that, no, we're seven. All right, so keep going. The Hava Uvda, and this once happened to somebody, ad l'mei v'chad, he went all the way up to 101, upaka sheda. I guess the shade exploded or disappeared, or something happened to the shade, he was gone. I guess the shade couldn't count that high. There 100 bottles of beer on the wall, he had enough, and he stopped, 101 bottles of beer on the wall. Okay. Amar Amemar. Amemar says, Amra li rishitinhi dinashim kashvanios. So the head sorceress, right? The rishitin is the leader of the nashim kashvanios, of those who have sorcery. Haiman depakabu with nashim kashvanios. Whoever bumps into the sorceresses, and I guess you don't want them to damage you, name a hachi. You should say as follows. I have absolutely no idea what this means. It says, Chare chamimi bidikula bazaya lupumaychu nashin yichashayna. So just translated, it means hot feces and torn baskets should be in the mouth of you, the sorceresses. I think, maybe he translates it differently. That's how what does he say?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. So not bad. My Aramaic is good. I got it right. My Aramaic and my Hebrew is good. What?
It says women sorcery.
Right, sorceresses.
Sorceresses.
Yeah. Sorceresses, Lashem Kashmonios. Sorceresses to make sure. Okay. So then, then you should say Korach Karchiyochi. I guess all the hairs that you have should fall apart, and Parach Parchiyochi, and the wind should take away the breadcrumbs. I guess they use the breadcrumbs as part of the sorcery, right? The Ivud Tavnuchaya, and all your spices should be lost. And a wind should come and blow away all the fragrances that you're using. Nashim Kashvanios, you female sorcerers. Right? So long that they were concerned about me, Mishamayim. Well, Sisi Lugoi, I didn't come between you. Hashta, the Sisi Lugoi, now that I come between you, Karchini Vachanichi, the Rachamim should be cooled off. I don't know. There are those, I know, I've seen people who are concerned a little bit with Zugos. I've seen people, I don't know if you've heard this minhag, that they only go to a base oval once, but if they go to a base oval a second time, then they walk in, walk out, and walk back in. You never heard of that minhag? I've heard of that. So maybe that's a shash of Zugos. I don't know. I don't know. We're seeing the Gemara, there's a tension in the Gemara here also about some people are more concerned, some people less concerned, right? One said two, up to 10, up to 100 he went to, some said only up to two, like all these different things. And we'll see in a minute now also, right now, Bimarava in Eretz Yisrael, lo kapira zuge. They were not much at all about Zugos in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dimi b'Naharda, kapira fiu or roshma de chavisa. But Rav Dimi from Nahardai, which is Bavel, he was makbid even on making marks on the barrel. Like, he wouldn't make two marks on the barrel, it'll have to be three. He was very mocked on Zugos. So maybe it's Babylonian things. If it's a Babylonian thing, then maybe it has something to do with the Babylonian religion, which is, I guess, was Zoroastrianism or some sort of dualism issue. I don't know, right? Habe Uvda, there was one thing happened with Rav Ivdi where he made Zugos markings, Upaka Chavisa, and his barrel exploded. So he was very mocked. Klala de Milsa, it's now another klal here. Klala de Milsa. Kol de kapid kapti bahadei. Whoever's makbid on Zugos, the Zugos are makbid on him. The low kapid bahadei. Whoever doesn't care about the Zugos are going to ignore him. And then the Gemara adds in these words, umi hu lemeichesh mibayi. But nevertheless, you should be choshesh, which is odd. It's odd because you just said that if you're not makbid, don't have to worry about it. Then it says you have to worry about it. So is this a rabbi's name, Richard Hittery. He's a Daf Yomi Shir. He's like a scholar also as well. So he looked at all the girsos, at all the manuscripts, and these words, he said these words of Milu Mechesh Mibai, the only place it appears is in our printed Gemara. In not one manuscript, you know, of the ancient text, does the word Mechesh Mibai appear. Seems like someone just took it in to say, just be concerned about it. But it's interesting to say that. Okay. He also Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said that the Mazikim are only makbil on the Zugos for the following things. Shtei Beitzim, Shtei Agozim, and Shtei Kishuim. They're only concerned about two eggs, two nuts, two cucumbers, and Dover Acher, and one other fourth thing. And Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which is a very bizarre statement of saying Halacha L'Moshe Misinai about these, I don't know, maybe just, like, so those are the things that you concern about. Remember, Al-Bag mentioned yesterday that there was a minhag, I never heard of it, that people will, you're supposed to cook through. He said the reason was a bittul berov, right?
Eggs,
yeah. Bottle of a row. But then what's he saying about the, I said, I don't know, okay. That's a bottle, only cook three. To make sure you minimally do one or three, don't do two.
Don't do
even numbers of the eggs. Right. Because of bottle of a row. Okay. Well, no, anything that's, right, okay, bottle of a row. Shei beitzim, shei gozim, shei kishuim, v'dover acher. And one other thing, as halach l'moshe misinai. U'misapkel l'rabbanim mai nihu, v'dover acher. And since the rabbanim didn't know what this fourth thing was, they had to be concerned about. So gozer rabbanim kulu zuge mishum davar acher. They made because they knew that everything you have to be concerned about everything for zugos because of this fourth item that they didn't know what was to be concerned about. Okay, v'had the amaron, Gemara says, and that which the amaroim said before that asara timyana shita arba imishum zuge, that we said that 10, 8, 6, or 4 don't have a concern about zugos, lo amaron el ina mazikin. That's only when it comes to the mazikin, to the demons, I guess. Avalein shafim, when it comes to the sorceresses, right? Afilu tuva nami chashinon. There we have to be concerned about zugos even further. So don't think that, oh, you got away with it if you had 10. You still have to be worried about the sorceresses. Kiha dahu gavra de garshul de dibisu. He had a similar case of this man who divorced his wife. The azal, it should be azla. Azla insaba lichenva. This woman went and she got remarried to this storekeeper, wine seller. Kol Yoma have azel v'shasi chamra. I guess every day the first husband, it seems to be, would come to the store to drink wine with the second husband. Interesting. Have ka'avda leik shafim. And this woman would do some sort of sorcery on the first husband, I guess. V'lo kamahan lebei. And it didn't have any impact on him. Mishum dahave mizdar b'navshe b'zuga. He was very careful in his drinking not to drink zugos, not drinking pears. Yom achad ishtei tuva. One day he drank a lot. V'lo habayodei kamishasi. And he didn't know how much he drank. At shitzer habitzayo. He knew up to 16 cups. He had 16 cups of wine. He would sayo. He was clear. I guess he was lucid. The izdar b'navshein. And he was careful with himself not to have zugos. Mikam ve'elech lo habitzayo. But after the 16 cup, he was a little tipsy. V'lo izdar b'navshein. And he didn't. He wasn't as careful. Afkite bezuga, and he ended up drinking zugos. Ki havi azil, I guess, and then the kshafim, I guess, worked on her, on him. Ki havi azil, when he left there, gas bay hahu taya, he bumped into this, taya is usually an Arab merchant. Amrale, this Arab merchant said to him, gavra katil hu da azil hachil. Dead man walking is over here, this guy's gonna die. Azil chapke le dikla, I guess because he was drunk, he went and he tried to hang on to this tree. Savach dikla, the tree dried out. Upaka who? The tree dried out and he died.
He burst.
The tree dries out and he bursts. I guess because of the power of the sorcery. Okay? So if you go, just be careful, don't have 16 cups and lose count of the amount of wine that you're drinking
with your ex-wife's
husband in his store, drinking with him in the store. And she's a sorceress. Okay. Amar Rava. I don't know what this end means. I don't know. Amar Rav Avira. Avira says, Ka'aros v'kikaros ein mahem yishum zugos. If you drink like two plates of, let's say, noodles, two plates of prepared food, or two loaves of bread, there's no problem of zugos. Why? Klal demilsa, kol shekamor b'dei adam, anything that requires human intervention to be completed, that doesn't have a problem with zugos. Ein mahem yishum zugos. Gemara b'dei shemayim b'mile mine demechal chashinan. But anything food like eggs or fruits or vegetables that don't require the human, they just grow on their own, I guess, that's going to be a problem of zugos. Then the Gemara continues. Chanus, I guess a store, right? Yeah, which is weird because he was just in the store before. Chanus ein behem yishum zugos. There's no problem with zugos in the store. Okay? Nimloch ein behem yishum zugos. I guess if you, I don't know, if you drink one cup and then you didn't think about the second cup and then you drink a second cup afterwards, that's going to be considered a hefsek, so that's not going to be considered zugos. Nimloch ein behem yishum zugos. Oreyach ein behem yishum zugos. A guest doesn't have zugos either because a guest never knows, I guess, how much wine is going to be served. So he's not concerned about zugos. Isha ein ba mishum zugos. A woman also doesn't have to be concerned about zugos because I guess maybe she's also subservient to the husband. I guess similar to the Haseba discussion we had the other day that she doesn't know how many she's going to have. So she's going to have three, and then a fourth one comes. She never knows. I guess so there's no concern with zugos. But isha chashuva chashinan. But isha chashuva, I guess the same way that she's chayiv in Haseba, she also has to be concerned about zugos. Amar Rab Chinana Brei de Rabbi Yeshua ispargos. Sounds like asparagus, but some sort of drink that they would make out of cabbage, right? And they would drink it for refuah. So if you had two cups of that, it's mitzdarif litova, asparagus mitzdarif litova, v'im mitzdarif l'ra. Meaning the asparagus drink, if you had one cup, if you had two cups, and then you had the asparagus drink, you knocked out the zugos. If you had three cups, and then you had the asparagus drink, it doesn't create a zugos of four, right? If it's mitzdarif litova, v'im mitzdarif l'ra. Amar avina mishmei derava. Zugi l'chumra v'amrile zuga l'kula. So here is a, what's zugi l'chumra? What's that? So if you had a suffix whether or not you drink zugos, should you be machmir on yourself to have an extra cup, right? Or some say if you were masupak, you should not have an extra cup. Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says zugi l'chumra. It's on the left side of the Rashbam, towards the middle. Zugi l'chumra. If you don't know if you drink zugos or not, yishte, drink another cup. Because if you did drink a pair beforehand, let's say you had two beforehand, it starts from the tova. Since you have in mind that this third cup should combine, it combines the tova. But if you didn't drink zugos, when you only had three before, and now you're having a fourth cup, nimlochu, it starts from the ra. Then basically you had hesekadas, and this fourth cup is just going to be considered starting fresh, and it's not going to be combined. But Amar Le Zugo Kula, Rashbam says, and some say no. The Kula means Shelo Yishteh. The Kevin Deshasi, because once if you drink this extra cup, Goli Daiti the Kapila Zugos. It shows that you're concerned about Zugos. The Imi Karu Laba Zugos Kai, and if you only had three before, now you're drinking the fourth cup. The Hash Deshasi having Mitzdarifilu the Kapilu Baday. Then now it's going to be Mitzdarif. Okay, so you're stuck. But how do you paskin if you have a suffix about whether or not you had Zugos or not? It doesn't say. Some say drink another cup. Some say don't drink another cup. Amar Rav Yosef. Trei de chamra v'chad de shikra lo mitzdarif, but trei de shikra v'chad de chamra mitzdarif. So if you have two cups of wine, trei de chamra, and one cup of beer, since the wine is a more important drink, so that one cup of beer having afterward, it's not a mitzdarif to knock off the zugos of the wine. But trei de shikra v'chad de chamra, if you have two cups of beer and then you have one cup of wine, since the wine is a more important drink. Make sure you have wine tonight. If you have wine, since wine is a more important drink, then that's going to knock off the zugos of the two beers. V'simanech, and how do you know to remember this? Zehaklau, kol ha-mechur b'lo min ha-chomer menu tamei, min ha-kami menu tahor. So this has to do with Tumah and Tara. Look at Rashi. Rashbam says, kol ha-mechur b'lo, gabe tumos kai. This is talking about tumos, the Tanan. It's a Mishnah in Kalim that says, mapet chamisha achamisha, machatzela shisha shisha. The size to something to be a kli, to be a tame, if it's a mapet, whatever that is, it's 5x5. If it's a machatzela, it's shisha shisha. V'hachi ka'amar, this is what it says, im yesh machatzela chamisha, ve'en makabel tuma, v'tefes mapet mechubalo. So if you have this, if you have a machatzela that's only 5x5, since it's easier, it's only 5x5, the more chomer piece of the mapet can combine. If they can tap off of that can combine to make it tameh. But if you have a mapet, which needs to be 5x5, it's only 4x4, and you take one tefach of machatzelas, which is makel on it, and try to, it won't combine. So the chamor combines with the chamor will take care of the makel, but the makel won't take care of the chamor. Same too over here. The wine will knock off the pairs of beer, but the beer will not knock off the pairs of the wine. Amarav Nachman, Amarav. Trei kama taka, v'chad ataka mitzdarfei. The two cups of wine that you drink before they bring out the table, which means before the suda, again, they ate on tables, they would bring them out. So the two cups of wine, the two pre-meal, right, pre-game wine, will combine with the one during the game wine to make zugos. Right? Mitztarfe. Chad mikame taka. But if you had one before the meal, right, betray ataka lo mitztarfe. That's not going to knock it out. Once again, tray kamataka, the two cups before the table, that's going, and one ataka and one on the table, that's mitztarfe the neck off zugos. But one cup before, right, kamataka, betray ataka lo mitztarfe. It's not mitztarfe. So, masculine marsharshia. Wait, are we here worried about the table? Before the we're worried about the guy. We're worried about how many cups the guy drank. And once in both scenarios, the guy drank three cups. So what are we concerned about? So no, kuli alma. Everyone agrees. Rav Marsharsha, trey ataka, two cups that are on the table. V'chad lebaser taka, and one cup after you brought out the table. Lo mitztarfin. I mean, the one cup afterwards is not going to knock out the two cups during. Kiahi maisa, like the maisa of Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Like the maisa of Rabbi Bar Nachmani. What is the maisa of Rabbi Nachmani? It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Rashbam quotes a Gemara in Daf Pei Vav that they had to bring him the table back. They brought the table back in front of him for him to drink another cup at the table so to knock off the two or the pair that he had beforehand. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Hamazug Mitztarif. Anything that's mixed, any type of drink, you have multiple types of drinks, any type of drink that's diluted with water is going to be mitztarif. Wine diluted, beer diluted, it's all going to be mitztarif. Chutz min amayim. Except if you mix water with water. Well, either that, you take cool water into warm water or warm water into cool water. Rashi says, Mishpam says, Chutz min amayim mizugim. You go kariri b'chamimi, b'chamim b'kariri, demayim lo mizigihi. That's not considered miziga. So if you have one cup, if you have two cups of wine, that are diluted, and then you pour cool water into the hot water, that cool water into hot water is not considered mazug to knock off the two that you had of wine. Right? Chutz mayim. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu mayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even water that has other water poured into it is going to be mitztarif. Amar a papa says, that which Rabbi Yochanan says, that mayim mazug mitztarif, is lo amaron ella chamim ligo kiriri. That's only if you put warm into cold, the kiriri ligo chamimi, or cold into warm. But if you just pour more cold water into a cold cup, or more hot water into a hot cup, that's not going to be considered mazug, because mazug has to do something to the cup, and therefore those things will not count to knock off the zugos that you had before. Okay, stop here. Everybody have a good day. When we learn this page.